TheDukeExpert.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
First comes the stock in the little Nell. Old dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut its eyes. Who wouldn't go?
Hey.
Who wouldn't go?
You can't say we're not in the holiday spirit already. Huh?
Yeah.
It's gift giving time. We've been doing a lot of, and we've talked a little bit about gifts here on the Robert Scott Bell Show recently. What to give, what not to give, re-gifting, how not to re-gift, and wow, really deep-level healing perspectives.
Dude, listen,
for the holidays here.
The holiday spirit hit me just a couple of days ago, finally.
Finally, it got you. You were so cold, you had nothing else to do to warm up, but think about that.
Well, it has been pretty cold out here, but yeah. And I don't want to hear about your 80 degrees down there. Just save it.
No, okay,
anyway,
but you could, Super Don wants, what does he want for Christmas? How about something to warm the pipe so that they don't freeze?
Yes, please. Frozen pipes, man. I've dealt with that before, but it's no fun. Mm-hmm. It's no fun. You know, you just go walk in the bathroom and start doing your thing. Oh, dang it. No water.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, my son in school are doing those Secret Santa things. And he's like, what do I give? And they're saying $10 limit. He's like, I'm just throwing a Federal Reserve note worth 10 bucks in there.
Right.
You know, I was like, why don't you get a gift card? Well, because it limits you to one store. What if this other person wants to go? Oh, that's all right. Okay, if that's what you want to do.
Right.
So he makes this huge box, like as big as a refrigerator, not literally. And there's one little $10 Federal Reserve note in it.
Of course.
With all kinds
we
of
all
stuff.
We all did that as
peanuts.
Kids.
Right.
You either do that
them.
Or you know, put the box inside of the smaller box, you know, inside
right.
the bigger box, inside the bigger box, inside the bigger box.
Yeah, something along those lines. So he had to play with that. Now, I'm going to say, here's what not to give. We're going to start today. By the way, it is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us a little later in the show. We've also got updates on Katie Couric backpedaling into a vaccine of Gardasil, the needle in her tushy, where it belongs at this point. We'll get to that. Let's see, what else we got? Countries that are legalizing cannabis. This is good news as well. And your calls, if you want. Just like we had Alex from New Jersey calling. You see, there's proof. You can call in live to the show at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Right now through Natural News Radio and GCN. Now, here's what not to do. Now, I remember when I was in grade school, you know, I was kind of a little rebel. I don't know if I had a cause back then, but I was a little rebellious. And my parents were somewhat liberal, and they let me go to a school in a T-shirt. It was a cartoon on the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. It had like a Tasmanian devil. I might have told this story over time. I don't know. I must have been in sixth or seventh grade. Our elementary school went up to seventh grade, so it was like no middle school when I did it.
Right.
And my T-shirt had like a Tasmanian devil looking and said, sure, I raise hell, so what? Needless to say, I got sent to the principal's office that day. So
right.
This theme just kind of came about again because there's a news story about T-shirts and sweatshirts with certain words on them. And no, they don't say Obamacare, like we talked about that yesterday. But, well, let's just play the clip. This is really a shocking new development. I have not seen this yet. Superdome, maybe you have. Maybe those of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show out there have seen kids and teens wearing this stuff. But Let's hear this this new holiday gift item that is for sale in your local department store. Go ahead with that first clip.
Basic tee in front, prescription drugs on back, right there over the jersey numbers, Adderall, Xanax, Vicodin, and here in this Los Angeles boutique, popular with celebrities from Paris Hilton to Victoria Beckham, the shirts are flying off the shelves faster than you can say, it's just what the doctor ordered.
Did they say what I thought? You got a
yes.
shirt, you're going to put your kids in teenagers, look at me, I've got Xanax on my back, or Adderall, or Vicodin.
Yep.
I mean, these highly addictive, neurotoxic drugs. Yeah, I'm all for freedom of speech and all, but come on, man. This is really not, I don't know if the kids will get this level of parody.
It's really weird to see, because you look at these, and it's like a football jersey. You know, it's got the big number on the back. And then above it, instead of having the team name or having the player name, it says Xanax 81, you know, like it's and it's a very trendy thing. And this actually first came out in the summer, by this store, called Kitson. And they're like, I think they're down like Southern California, and they're, you know, very trendy. They appeal to kind of the younger crowd.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, you look at it and you go, wait a minute. You know, it looks trendy, and I can see how kids would go, hey, look at me. You know, I'm being edgy. I'm wearing something.
We got a kid on the show, Tom, or Board Op. He's practically a kid, right? Tom, would you wear a shirt with Adderall on it or Vicodin on it? I mean, is this appeal to you? Does this seem like
even
a good idea?
Even if I did use the drugs, I don't think I'd advertise it. I have absolutely no interest.
Yeah, I think that's the point, though, Tom. What you just said is, like, do you really want to promote these drugs? I mean, don't they have enough money? Wouldn't they pay you to do that? I mean, look, they pay off
a NASCAR car or something.
Right, yeah, you become just tattooed on your body. I mean, listen, they pay off school systems. Remember, we've talked about the kickbacks to the local counties. The more kids that get on the Ritalins, for instance, there's money to be had for that. Now you're going to have your kid. Are you going to give this to your teenager? Are you going to let them buy this? And it's not that they're cheap. We'll get into the pricing of it. But what does the designer have to say about this? I mean, they got to ask them, do you really think this is a good idea? Go ahead and run that next clip, Tom.
The shirt's designer, Brian Lichtenberg, defends the shirts, calling them a parody of pop culture. But not everyone sees it that way. In 2010, 43% of all fatal overdoses involved prescription painkillers.
See, that's the point. If they're going to parody these drugs, let's have the picture of a victim, of someone who committed suicide or went homicidal, along with it. So there's that brutal perspective of, do you realize what these drugs are? Because I just don't think that having the drug name and the number like it's a football jersey communicates anything at all, except that I might be on the drug.
Yeah, you know, it's a really, I can see both sides of the issue here, and that's the thing that's always so frustrating about a story like this. Because, listen, would we stop somebody from walking down the street with a shirt that said Cannabis 81? No, we'd probably go, no, I mean, look, hey, you know, cannabis, that's okay, that's good for you. Well, there are some people that think that that's really just no big deal. It's unfortunately, these prescription drugs, Adderall, Xanax, Vicodin, you know, and other ones out there that aren't quite as popular, but they're a part of the problem, they're part of the epidemic.
Right.
They have become a part of an acceptable drug culture among teenagers and young people.
Yeah,
and
kids
so
don't know.
They can
kids
go around and brag about it like it's no big deal.
Right. They grow up and it's just a normal extension of their life. Well, yeah, my mom, dad took me to
the
psychiatrist.
Listen, today, Vicodin today is what yesterday's marijuana was. Or yesterday's, you know, a cocaine. Or, you know, yesterday's, you know, whatever.
And of course, the irony is that the marijuana plant has become today's medicine. The Vicodin is really the killer, the deadly killer. So, I mean, you know, can you have these images portrayed like they tried to do with smoking cigarette cartons, right? So there's you need to sell these horrible looking pictures. And I don't know that it dissuaded anybody or not. But it's just the thought. You know, we've done cartoons. Liam Sheff has done cartoons about, you know, the geneticals, the vaccine damaged superheroes. And, yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, from the standpoint of freedom of speech. But, again, this is a line that's very interesting to discuss here. We got another clip on it. I mean, these people are being addicted. They're dying from this stuff. Go ahead and run that next clip.
Some people say you're contributing to addiction by selling these. What would you say to that?
ultimately, it's freedom of speech. You know, it's fashion, and there is a fun part of it, and it's a parody, and it's just, you know, people can wear it and say what they want on their shirts.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to add to addiction. Unless people are, you know, becoming walking advertisements to say, hey, I'm doing great, I'm on Adderall, you should be too. I don't know, that's what's going on, bud.
I don't know. It's so troubling because, listen, the guy that just, you know, he just made a point. It's free speech. And it's true. If you want to wear a T-shirt that says Adderall on it, I mean, I'm not going to say you can't wear that because that, you know, how can I do that? How then can I wear a T-shirt that if I wanted to wear one that said oppositional defiance disorder and somebody no, that's wrong. You can't do that. No, you can't tell me I can't.
You know,
that.
That's a good idea. We should counteract this, you know, by putting on things like orthorexic. You know, that would be something to wear. A badge of honor. Psychiatrist says I'm orthorexic because I don't like eating pesticide-laden foods.
Cannabidiol or Why not?
Remember, in our day, I mean, to be radical, it was to wear like the five-leaf cannabis leaf, right? That would be, you get sent home for that. Or as I got sent home, well, I didn't actually, I had to wear a sweater and mom had to bring me another shirt that day, I remember.
I was like, hey, but dude, check this out, Robert. Mm-hmm. Check this out. We're in the wrong line of business here.
Yeah?
Do you realize these things are flying off the shelves? You know how much these shirts cost?
Go to clip number 4 and let's find out.
$58 for the T-shirt, $98 for the sweatshirt.
Wow. $58 to $98. Wow.
Dude, you know, listen, if you look at this T-shirt, it's just a shirt. And it says Adderall and a number. I can go down to the mall to the T-shirt place and make one of these things for $10.
We seriously got to get into that business. Now, we've been talking with our good friend Nick Brannigan from Non-GMO Apparel. He's got some options we're working on. And I wanted to run a contest, but I just couldn't get my act together in time for this holiday season. So we'll see if we can roll that out in the new year. And by the way, we, you know, I want to congratulate, welcome Nick Brannigan, his conspiracy, what do we call it, Nutritional Conspiracy Radio? I'm sorry, my mind's not all there yet, but he's got a show coming up on Natural News Radio soon in the new year as well, which is going to be awesome. So we'll check that out. You know, we need to go into some things that we shouldn't, you know, some kind of, I guess my son would call them epic fails in the gift-giving realm.
In the spirit of gift-giving, yes. Maybe there are some things here, and it's really funny, some things that people have come up with as toys for kids wasn't really a good idea.
Yeah, like the pole dancing Barbie. not a good idea. Don't do that. Don't send anybody one of those. We got a number of other gifts we don't want you to give to your kids this holiday season, especially since we know a lot of kids are listening. So you can tell your mom and dad what. Hey, Super Don and Robert, they said don't get this, Mom. Okay? So you'll know. We're going to be back with that. Katie Kirk backing up into syringes. Skin talking to liver. I want to get to that as well as the legalization of the cannabis plant in Uruguay. What does that mean for the criminal? Well, we'll be back with it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power. Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The gift giving box Wednesday here on the Rocky Scott Bell Show. Going through a little bit of the gift thing that you don't want to do. Don't want to do. We talked about these drugged t-shirts and sweatshirts, talking about the. Do you really want your kid walking around that says Adderall on his back? Really? I don't think so. But there are some.
Well, they're being sued. They're being sued. I don't know if we covered that or not, but this store is being sued by the drug makers. Because obviously they don't want the stores making money off their drug name. Right?
Dude, they should be embracing this. It's like it's the drug generation. All the kids are being named by the drug that they're on.
Free speech. Yeah, I don't know.
You like your free drugs? Yeah, that's the thing. That each T-shirt should come with a sample of the drug, but that would only be if you go to your doctor's office. Maybe that'll be their thing. We'll give you a free T-shirt with each Xanax prescription.
T-shirt.
They were mad that they didn't think of it first. What about some of these other possibilities as far as gifts? You know, we got to figure.
If you don't want to get your kid a Vicodin or Adderall T-shirt, mm-hmm. you can always get them a wonderful toy here that we've got linked up on the web on Facebook here of the worst children's toys ever made. Here's a great one. I think this came out of China.
Mm-hmm.
It is you can shave the baby.
Oh no! What is that?
It's a gray little doll. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got hair coming out of the armpits and around the ankles and stuff like that. You can shave the baby. Yeah.
Well, where is this from? What part of the world do babies need to be shaved?
Honestly, I don't know. But this is genuinely a true toy that did come out that was marketed at some point.
Shave your baby. Unbelievable. You want one. Tom wants one. How about, let's see, what else we got here? The Toy Pedo. Why wouldn't that work? Toy Pedo.
Torpedo, yes. In case you your child has not learned yet what a torpedo is, you can run around the house throwing the torpedo at people trying to take them out.
Maybe that, I thought that was a water toy for the pool, but okay. I've seen those things.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know the one I like here? It looks like it's more appropriate for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little bunny rabbit. You push on the bunny rabbit's kind of tail on the back there.
See this picture.
And the name of the toy is I Poop Glitter.
You don't, Super Don. Don't you dare
it
poop
does.
Glitter.
It
sounds like the time I used to eat Frankenberry and chocolate and whatever those breakfast cereals were, and it turned.
Yeah, I did too.
You remember those stories?
Too. Count it, Chocula.
Yeah, and Frankenberry.
Count Chocula. Frankenberry. Yes.
That's the stuff that turned you know what magenta. And from
that's
that moment
right.
forward, I was like, dude, I don't know if that's really
and
natural and safe.
You were pooping yellow hearts, green moons, and purple clovers.
Oh,
right?
It was not pretty.
Anyway.
It was not pretty.
Anyway,
how about this one, the bikini bottom groom and go for kids?
Oh, yes.
What?
It is the SpongeBob SquarePants bikini bottom groom
and go. Yeah, so it's not what you were thinking. You know, it's not what you were thinking. It's just that's where SpongeBob lives, but it's just not appropriate.
No, it's got shaving cream. And a razor for, you know, your six-year-old that's really worried about the bikini line there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Also, back in the 1950s, this looks like the Kenner's Daddy Saddle. You know how, you know, if you're a dad, you know your kids get on your back, you're walking, like you're ride 'em cowboy. They actually made a saddle for dads. I just don't think that is necessary. It didn't go over so well,
evidently. Yeah, and there's a few here that I don't know if you look at your own risk when you look at this, because there's a few here just really kind of shake your head. But this is one I don't know, this really kind of disturbed me. It's a doll. It's called Baby's First Baby.
Oh,
now, what
no.
you've got is a baby doll.
Yeah.
That is pregnant, and you can look at the baby that's in the baby, and guess what? The baby's baby
is
pregnant too.
This is like an alien influence. I mean, because,
again,
no human I know, babies don't have babies. I know. Oh, wait, here's one. This is great. And this one's for our 10-year-old. I don't know how this didn't make it on the market, but it's a stuffed animal. You got a little brown something, a little yellow something. It's called Pee and Poo.
Yay! Listen, these are the new mascots for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Excretory function right there. We now have stuffed versions of that, and for some reason that didn't do really well on the market. That one actually is kind of cool.
These are all real, folks. We're not making this up. These are real.
And there is another one. Another one just for the kids. Poopy Time Fun Shapes. It's about to get poopy.
You know what?
Trademark. Somebody trademark that.
I've got to investigate this because I don't know that this is real. It reminds me of, you remember with the Play-Doh? They used to have the thing where you could put the Play-Doh in and you push the thing down and it would make stars come out or make it in fun shapes. This apparently is for kids to...
Super Don, you came up with the best toy you found. Do you have that up?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Maybe we'll come back with that real quick after the break.
Okay, the perfect gift that Super Don found, and then we will, I promise you. We're going to get back to some healing here. The skin talks to the liver. I know you all have been waiting for a couple of days for me to talk about that, and I will. That's coming up, as well as Katie Couric backing up into a Gardasil syringe. She just is running away from that segment that she did on her show the other day. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. RobertScottBell.com. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bill.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bill Show. Scott Bill Show.
All right, we're going long on gift giving because, well, let's face it, we don't know
what
to get. It's Christmas and we don't know what to get. So we're looking to Super Don to help us out. After all the things we found that we don't want to get, don't want to endorse, you found the one toy you think this is it. This is the winner this holiday season.
Yes, I just posted this on Facebook and Twitter. I, last night, as I was doing a little bit of Christmas shopping, came across what I think is the perfect gift for that kid that you think has everything and you don't know what to buy them. Believe it or not, I found the singing Liam.
Well, I'm just a vaccine, just a plain old vaccine, and I'd like to be injected into your child.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah, they sucked me out of some monkey testicles and some
ovaries,
and
that's
they
awful.
Mixed me How with some mercury and aluminum and squalene.
I don't think they're going to prove that
like
for sale.
And I'd like to be injected into you all. But, you know, if anything bad happens to you, it's fine, because the pharmaceutical companies are indemnified against everything.
Well, you think the drug companies didn't like those other T-shirts and sweatshirts? They're really not going to like singing Liam.
Now, for those of you that think this is just a joke, it's not. I snapped a picture of myself holding a little action figure. Or I guess it's not really an action figure, but it's the doll called the Singing Liam. And if you press a little button in his stomach, he actually sings a song.
It's probably not going to sing what we just played. That was actually Liam Schiff as the singing vaccine from a couple of years ago here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We need like a best of the music and the best of comedy sketches and skits over the years here. And we could put out an album there, and then we could charge like $48 or $58 instead of that sweatshirt with a drug name.
$58. Yeah, no. I don't know. No. You think people would want that?
I don't know. Well, let us know. 866-939-BELL. By the way, we just heard from Sally Elcordy on the break. She said the fix was in indeed this morning. New York City Council said, yep, we're going to mandate the flu shot for all you little boys and girls. So that was not an exaggeration what little singing Liam was singing about. They want to inject your children with all kinds of nasties, and evidently they're talking about putting caps on religious exemption. That's going to be bizarre. We're going to have to follow up on that story tomorrow. So if you're in New York City, get your religious exemptions on, and even that might not be enough. So we'll talk about that. Stand by.
You know, Robert, I just got to say it real quick. You know, I just posted the picture of the singing Liam on Facebook a few minutes ago. Brian Hooker just made a comment. He says, if I only could get a mowing the lawn Liam or a doing the laundry Liam, that would be a great Christmas gift.
We'll have to pass that on to Liam, and he's very popular right now. Well, so you know, we got our holiday gift giving done. Now, what we need to do for Katie Kirk, we probably need to give her a holiday gift of Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, as she can't back away fast enough from the Gardasil segments that she did on her show recently. And this was the story of bringing two families out to talk about the damage and killing from a Gardasil or the Gardasil vaccination. Now, Gardasil is made by Merck, Cervarix is made by GSK, and they're being implicated in a whole heap of the numbers of adverse events that are being reported. We've covered it with our friends from SaneVax over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a disaster. And Katie Couric, in her show, she didn't come out against the vaccine even. It was the mere fact that she covered families that had plausible, possible connections, enough that people might come to the conclusion that, whoa, maybe I ought to rethink getting my teenage daughter or younger that vaccination. And so now she's backing up and saying, oh, I'm sorry, I waited. Oh, it was, I just did it wrong. We weighted too heavily those family members who have injured or killed loved ones. And that letter she wrote, I'm sure that Katie Couric didn't write it, but whoever the higher ups are, she's a sellout. Let's just call it like it is. Perky Katie Couric sold her soul to the devil to get on all of those shows all those years and make the millions that she has made. Now, there are some folks that will not compromise and that will continue to do what they know is right, but Katie Couric is not one of them. I'm just saying it based on what we saw, that she wouldn't stand fast and say, no, we did not imbalance that segment or those segments. We just let it out there for people to make up their own mind, but the vaccine industrial complex cannot have anybody questioning even a little bit the mainstream news and any relation to this. So this is where, Katie Couric, you failed. You didn't stand up for what was right. You stood up for your own aspirin, and that your own aspirin is being pelted now with vaccine syringes because of all the little girls that will now be harmed because you're pretending to back off. And I don't even know, did her children really get the vaccine or did they just put saline in it? I just don't know. Just speculating here. But I am, I'm a bit disgusted with Katie Couric, but I shouldn't be. I should expect that. But we were encouraged, were we not, Super Don, that she actually covered
the issue. Here's the thing. I'm not going to look at it in a negative way because the information got out there.
Mm-hmm.
People were impacted. People saw it. Just because she backtracks now, all that really does is make her look bad, but the information was still out there. Okay, people still saw it. People still heard it. And, you know, I think that's a success.
Okay.
Right. I'm not surprised by it. It doesn't shock me. You know, no. It's like, whatever. Katie Couric, who cares?
I get it. You know, but silly me, I expect more from people to have journalistic integrity. I know that's kind of crazy, but...
You become a little numb to it after a while, I think.
All right. Here's what you do. Send your pole dancing Barbie to Katie Couric at Yahoo.
There you go.
And there you give her that gift. So let's see. What do we got? Singing Liam, that's the big hit. Now, what about your skin? Does it sing? Does it talk? Researchers from the University of Southern Denmark have discovered that the skin is capable of communicating with the liver. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no. This is real. This is real. Now, if you are a homeopath or an herbalist, you'll know that there's a connection, not only between the skin and the liver, but the skin and the digestive system, the GI tract. And just like the old song about the hip bones connected to the, you know, that bone, it's
right.
All about everything is connected to everything. And what we're talking about here is just not, is acknowledging it with the science of the day, which is really interesting that they've uncovered this. Professor Suzanne Mandrup and a research group in collaboration with some other names I can't mention because I can't pronounce them, Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at Southern Denmark were studying something completely different. They kind of stumbled on this. The skin, the body's largest organ, can talk to the liver. This is amazing. So this also comes into that larger perspective of what we call not genetic determinism, but the ability of the genes to respond to the environment, epigenetics. You remember we talked about that many times?
Epigenomics.
So that we conform to the environment. The environment inputs and our body responds. And the skin, what is that? That is the interface to the outside world, to the environment. Much like the epithelial lining in our gastrointestinal system is that interface as well. And so it's going to be very innervated. It's going to be very communicative. If it doesn't communicate to that higher functioning brain of ours, when we look at it and go, oh my gosh, what is that growing on my skin? Now that's trying to tell you something to your higher functions, but what is it saying to your liver? Produce or don't produce certain fats. And they found out about this by studying fat accumulation in the liver in a very weird way, by the way. Because this was a mouse study. They were talking about mice or teenage mice with greasy skin, greasy fur. And so they talked about, I'm not kidding, I'm not making this up. So they're talking about, you know, when they lose water, they lose heat, it signals something to go, and then the liver starts producing more of this, all right? So in order to figure this out, they actually went to a local, what kind of shop would we say it is? They got these latex little body suits for the mice.
Yes, a place where you would purchase marital aids.
An adult toy store, basically.
There you go. Okay.
This is the weird, but it's Denmark. What do you want? It's Denmark. It's Scandinavia. You know that. Well, that's what happened, right? So they go to this place and they say, hey, let's get some latex suits for our little mice and test it. We'll wrap them in it and then see what happens when they do or don't lose.
Well, wait a minute. I want to know, why are they selling latex suits for mice in adult toy stores?
You know, I don't think it doesn't say. I think actually they bought them for regular folks and they made them smaller.
Oh, okay.
They brought them over to grandma's house and she knitted a smaller version of this for the mice. I can't believe it. This is not where I wanted to go with this story, but it's just a bizarre thing.
And
they found out when, you know, the skin was impacted this way, it sent signals to the liver. The liver went, whoa, we got to change it. We got to compensate for this. And so it's not a surprise to me. But it's like anything you put on your skin is going to have some impact on every other aspect of your body because it's trying to communicate. The system must communicate.
Did you see the part of the study when they put the furry handcuffs on the mouse that it caused
reactions? No, they did not put furry handcuffs on the mouse.
I misread that. Sorry.
Yeah, now Alex's mother is going to be really upset. What are you doing, Super Don, getting us in trouble? It's a holiday show. All right. So the leaking water from the skin makes the mice feel cold. That leads to the breaking down of fat, the adipose tissue, and the liver. The liver then, like I said, this is all a communication pathway. And I said for so many years here that we spend so much time shutting down the pathways of communication because we listen to dunderheaded doctors who don't listen to the body. They listen to the drug companies to say, prescribe this drug. Or maybe wear this T-shirt or wear this sweatshirt with the drug name to get your, you know, customers, clients, patients to buy this stuff. And, of course, the drugs, what do? They suppress or force actions, completely ignoring the communications of the body saying, hey, this is what is wrong. For instance, you're putting toxins on the skin, and that's impacting it as they are being absorbed, impacting the liver's ability to bind and excrete, ultimately, which is also causing harm to the kidneys. And so we take a drug and we shut down the pathways of communication. We suppress the ability of the body to do what it's trying to respond to do appropriately, and even throwing toxins out through the skin, where then the medical community is doing what? Putting on things like steroid cortisone creams to drive those toxins deeper into the body where they've been desperately trying to run away or come out of the skin because the liver can't handle it. So this is a fascinating thing if you look deeper into it and get beyond the latex-wearing mice and to see some of the science here. You begin to recognize that the things that holistic healthcare providers, homeopaths, herbalists, Chinese medicine, all these things for thousands of years have been saying, that there's a dynamic, cooperative, collaborative communication, let's say a fabric, if you will, within the body's chemistry, within its nervous system, within its colloidal makeup, that is very intelligent, and it's only the stupid humans that try to suppress and shut down those layers of communication that drive us into what? Chronic diseases, autoimmunity, and cancer. Yes, the majority of the diseases that we're suffering from are coming from the medical community, the medical doctors themselves who have not woken up to listen to their skin, to listen to their liver, or to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we do not put latex clothes on mice.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV.
the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To the stocking list, a singing Don and a singing Ty and a singing whoever. But we'll get, hey, Ty Bollinger will come on. Let's see if he can sing next hour. I don't know. Crank up the volume or turn it down.
We could get Liam on. We could have a barbershop quartet.
Okay, that'd be lovely.
All four of us.
You guys have a good, knock yourself out. I don't know if I'll be there that day.
Down by the silvery moon. All right, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, check it all out, robertscottbell.com. And the Twitter feed that Super Don is blasting out is at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media. We have, of course, a Twitter page and a Facebook page. We call it that, Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think there's a fans page, too, if you want to participate and chat
with
one another. We appreciate it.
We're everywhere. You can't get away.
And the phone number, 866-939-2355. Now, good news on the, let's say, decriminalization or illegalization front. This idea, of course, consciousness is shifting rapidly, and it's not just here in these United States on the cannabis issue. Big news out of South America, Uruguay, becoming the first country to legalize what they call the marijuana trade. The sale, smoking, whatever you want to do with it. Pioneering a social experiment that's going to be closely watched by other nations debating drug liberalization. Now, I guess, you know, down Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Holland, I mean, they've always had their little shops, but they were kind of relegated to those little
Portugal,
shops.
Portugal, I think it was another one.
Portugal, that's right, yeah, and they decriminalized or legalized a bunch of different things as well beyond that. But we're just talking the discussion really about the plant. The plant itself, the medicinal aspects of it, the benefit of it, the non-addicting aspects of it. As I said, even though now there's evidence showing that even if you smoke it, it's not going to harm your lungs, still my preferable way of doing utilizing cannabis is eating it. Raw in a salad, juice it, or utilize the high CBD content of the industrial hemp, as we had Chris Boucher on a number of times talking about that. And, in fact, I just noticed that the chewing gum is on sale big time. You know, if you go to hempmedspx.com, and if you go Bell30, B-E-L-L-30, that gives you 30% off. If you find a deal that's 50% off, go ahead and run with that, because they're running some holiday specials on things like that, too. So that's kind of cool. But this is big, and this is going to really be a struggle, because we have a private, semi-private government prison industrial complex here in the United States. You know how many billions and billions of dollars are being profited or made off of the drug war. And inevitably, the federal government and even state governments that are resisting the legalization of this plant, doing it primarily because they're going to have to figure out a way to pay off their buddies in the prison system, because they're going to be upset that this welfare, this corporate welfare in the prison system is going to go bye-bye. But then there's also another article that John Rappaport just wrote, and I encourage you all to read. I didn't include it in the show notes. I'll have to add it again a little later. But it's the question, is government aid a giant money laundering scheme? It's another great piece by John Rappaport. You know, ever since the Great Society came about, Lyndon Johnson, $2.5 trillion, as of 1992, evidently, has been spent. The question is, who's getting all that money? $2.5 trillion. We still haven't solved the issue of poverty in America. And there's a book called Paved with Good Intentions by Jared Taylor that had talked about that number or that figure. And, you know, this is a big question because the Republicans themselves, I mean, you've got Paul Ryan now going out and going, yeah, we got a new budget. And, of course, the budget's going to increase. So where are the real Republicans, if there are any such thing, that actually want to shrink the size of government and allow the states and the people to have more freedom to care for one another, much less themselves? And then that's a question unanswered by the establishment rhinos like Paul Ryan. So here you go. I didn't mean to get political, but I had to in this regard because...
Well, you did.
I did because, well, listen, the cannabis issue, the healing issue, it's all political. Because
it
we look at even on a local level, what Mayor Bloomberg, Doofus Bloomberg's doing in New York City to mandate the flu shot for all little kids to go into daycare or preschool. You tell me that's not political? I mean, these people are violating your fundamental rights to just say no to drugs and vaccines, especially if they want to cap the religious freedom issue, which I've asked Sally Elcordy to look a little bit more into that, and we'll cover it tomorrow on the air. But anyway, I'm so glad we connected with Chris at HempMedsPX.com because it is a miracle. The CBD-rich cannabinoids, or cannabidiol in this case, or cannabidol, however you want to say it, is the good stuff we want you to get.
CBD.
Yeah, and all of our wonderful sponsors, including Carnivora, and of course, Better Way Health with their beta-1-3-D glucans that are keeping me strong right now through all of these things. Appreciate y'all being here. Tom, thanks for being active on the phones today as well as vocally. As we talked about the gifts not to give and the Singing Liam, the new gift
Yay!
To give this holiday season. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger Outside the Box Wednesday. Why? Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.